Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. Today is Thursday, March 12, 2015, and today we're going to talk about detox. It's a subject that we talk about a lot on this show, whether the whole show is about detox or whether we talk about it a little bit when we're talking about other things. But I'd like to tell you different kinds of detoxes that you can do that have different purposes so that you have a choice of detox. Detox isn't something that you just do once, like in the spring. A lot of articles are out now about do your spring cleanse and things like that. But your body is detoxing 24 hours a day. We have a detox system in our bodies, and they are way overloaded with way too many chemicals. And you also need to do a specific types of detox that actually remove toxic chemicals, heavy metals, radiation, those kinds of things, because not all detoxes do that. So I really like to talk about detox because it's really so fundamental to having good health. We need to get those toxic chemicals out of our bodies as well as not put them in there in the first place. So my guest today is Wendy Myers. She's the founder of live210.com, which is a great website. Wendy and I are very common in our viewpoints in terms of what constitutes good health, basically removing the toxic chemicals and getting good nutrition in. And sure, her background is different from my background, so we have different strengths in terms of what we talk about and what we know more about. And she's very, Wendy will tell you about herself. So, hi, Wendy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Could you back up a little bit from your phone because there's static? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Say something again.
Is that better?
A little, now a little closer because now I can't hear you very well.
Okay, here.
Okay, good. Let's try that. All right.
Perfect.
Okay, good. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you do and how you got interested.
Well, you know, I started live210.com shortly after the death of my father. He died of cancer, of esophageal cancer, and complications from diabetes, et cetera. And it just really inspired me to learn more about why he died and why, why so many people are sick today and why so many people have cancer. And I also had a young baby, and I had been spending, many years learning about health and nutrition and how to detox my environment for my baby. That's kind of what motivated me is planning my pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I'd been reading about health and detox, et cetera, for a while, but when my father died, I really, hit the ground running and learned more about all the toxins in our environment and how, the most effective ways of detoxification. And that just kind of started my passion to teach other people about this really pressing health issue, because the mainstream medical community just doesn't talk about detox and how the 80,000 chemicals that we have in our environment and dozens of heavy metals, these are not converging in our bodies and synergistically producing health. And I just completely blows my mind that most medical doctors don't even look at heavy metals or toxins as the underlying cause of diseases. I personally feel that mineral deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies, and heavy metal and chemical toxicities are the main underlying cause of disease.
I completely agree with you 100%. I mean, after 30 years of study of this subject, that's the conclusion that I came to as well. So let's start talking about your detox program, your preferred detox program, because it's very different from other things that we've talked about on this show. There are things, other products we won't even talk about today that regular listeners know that I talk about all the time. But I want to really focus on your program because it's so different. But I think the thing I want to say up front is, number one, I haven't done this program. And the reason that I haven't done this program is not because I don't think that I should do this program, but it requires a commitment.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. You might not feel good, but I'm convinced from what I've learned from Wendy that when people do this, you're not going to have toxic chemicals left in your body, period.
Yeah.
It's very thorough. So I'll just start with that. And so, so tell us about the program, Wendy, just like a basic overview, because I want you to give us details. Excuse me.
Well, you can learn more about the program at mineralpower.com. And I developed this program over many, many years in an attempt to heal my own health and to feel better. And it's a very comprehensive program. It begins with a hair mineral analysis. And there's four components to it. You eat a healthy diet. My version of paleo, it's called the modern paleo diet. And it's not a full paleo diet. You can eat dairy and green, non-gluten grains if you're not sensitive to them. It also entails targeted nutrient therapy. Based on a hair mineral analysis, I can find out what nutrients specifically that you need to heal your body. Many people need lots of minerals, and they need the right amounts in the right form. I also have you do certain detox protocols like infrared saunas and coffee enemas. Coffee enemas are optional, but they can really be life-saving to mitigate detox symptoms. And, of course, people have to do lifestyle changes. So it is a very comprehensive program, and some of my clients just spend all day doing it, and some people just do what they can. They're very busy working mothers, et cetera. But if you, you know, commit yourself to this type of program, it takes about 2 to 3 years to detox the bulk of heavy metals in your body. And when you do this and you remineralize your body and give your body the nutrients and the building blocks that it needs to heal itself, guess what? Your body heals itself. You regain your energy, your mental clarity. You heal your thyroid and your adrenals. Your libido comes back. Brain fog reduces. That was a big one for me. My brain fog went from, zero to 60, really, you know, the first couple of years. And it's one of those things where if you follow this type of program, you can regain your health. I've had clients become pregnant. They overcame their infertility issues. They started reversing autoimmune diseases. Their adrenals start working and start producing hormones naturally on their own. And your body just starts working again. And if you've had really long-standing health issues, so you've had, you know, autoimmune Hashimoto's for 20 years, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to reverse that, but you can, at the very least, improve your symptoms.
Yes, I would agree that all of that is possible. All of it is possible. So I do want you to, we're going to come up on break in about a minute, but I do want you throughout the show today to talk about all of these things you just said in greater detail, particularly about the mineral analysis and just all of it. Till we get to the break, why don't you tell us why we need to detox?
Well, you know, like I said before, we have 80,000 chemicals in our environment, very few of which have been tested for human safety. And there's thousands more being unleashed on the environment every year. And we, the EPA has established that we have several hundred chemicals in our body. The World Health Organization has established that we have over 700 chemicals in our bodies based on very extensive studies. We have to get these chemicals out of our body, not to mention the dozens of heavy metals that are unleashed into the environment because of industry. You look at countries like China, they have very few pollution laws or regulations, scrubbers on their incinerators, et cetera, and all that toxic plume comes over to us with the weather patterns. And even Inuit mothers in the Arctic have 70 chemicals in their breast milk. So even if you live in you think is the most pristine environment, you cannot escape toxins today. And if you plan to be healthy, you have got to have a daily detox lifelong plan.
Yes, I totally agree. We'll go to break and then we'll talk more about Wendy's deep detox plan. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers. She is the founder of Live to 110.com. And you can find out more about her Mineral Power program there at live210.com or go straight to mineralpower.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Piat, and my guest today is Wendy Myers. She's the founder of live210.com, and we're talking about her special Mineral Power Detox program. So the beginning of this program, of Wendy's program, is that you do an interview with her and fill out some paperwork and a hair mineral analysis test. So let's talk specifically about this hair mineral analysis test, Wendy, because I actually, listeners, I got as far as doing the hair mineral analysis test, and it was different from what I thought. And tell us what it is and why people can't just get a hair mineral analysis and try to analyze it themselves.
Well, you know, I've been studying hair mineral analysis for many years, and it really took me a couple years before I felt really comfortable reading them. There is a tremendous amount of information in a hair tissue mineral analysis, and there's about 40 years of research behind it, pioneered by Dr. Paul Eck and Dr. David Watts and Carl Pfeiffer and Hans Bailey and many, many other pioneers in this field. And it's not just looking at individual mineral levels, as many doctors or other health practitioners think when they don't really know any better. Many doctors and other health practitioners will dismiss hair mineral analysis as not being accurate, but it's simply because they don't understand that we're not necessarily looking at the individual mineral levels. And we're looking at the ratios of certain minerals to each other, and we're looking at certain patterns in the hair test that give us a tremendous amount of information. And this has been established with hundreds of thousands of hair mineral analyses done by Dr. Paul Eck alone. He corroborated and correlated levels in the hair mineral analysis to certain health conditions. And so this is why we know that, say, a low sodium and potassium on a hair mineral analysis course correlates to adrenal fatigue. And there's hundreds of other examples like this. So you can get a really good picture of someone's body chemistry, their metabolic rate, thyroid functioning, adrenal functioning, immune functioning, liver and kidney stress, and immune functioning. Many, many other health conditions can be seen in a hair mineral analysis. So I love to begin with that with a client just to get an overall picture of what's going on with them. And it also gives me a very nice blueprint in order to develop a targeted nutrient therapy plan for a client. And Dr. Paul Eck also spent many, many years figuring out what nutrients correct the levels in a hair mineral analysis. It's very, very complicated because one mineral will affect another. When people have adrenal fatigue and they have low sodium and potassium, this will cause copper to build up in the tissues and calcium to build up in the tissues as well, where it does not belong. And when you understand this concept that one mineral level increasing can affect all the other minerals, it makes things very, very complicated, and it just takes a long time to figure out how to read them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a matter of looking at the test and saying, oh, I have high aluminum. You know, it's it's a very, I can see from talking to you and listening to this again now, that it requires some expertise and understanding and experience to be able to get all the information out of it. So can you give us some more examples of things that you've learned from hair analysis tests? Like, do you have mine in front of you?
No, I do not. I can bring it up, though.
Yeah, it's okay with me to talk about my test.
Yes, that's fine. Here, I'll bring it up in 2 seconds here. Okay. Okay, of course.
I should say something. Okay, go ahead.
Your test is not in your file. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I've been having some issues with files disappearing in my computer.
I understand. I'm having that problem too. It must be a new thing. More frequently than it used to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's go on to the next part of your program. So what you do after you do this test and you find out actually, you know, from a physical test. It's not something that you're guessing about, or, you know, a lot of times I see when I go to various, have gone to various practitioners in the past, that they just kind of throw something at you. They determine that this is your problem from you just talking to them. And then they say, well, let's try this. And if it doesn't work, then they try something else. And then they try something else. And it just seems to me that to use something that is such a detailed test like this gives you much more accurate information.
Yeah, it does give you accurate information. And I understand how when you go to certain practitioners that they try one thing and then have to try another thing. You know, the same principle can hold true in this program, especially with supplementation. There's so many factors that affect someone's reaction to a supplement that sometimes I have to switch out people's supplements because it can be impossible to tell how people will react. But there are a lot of times when you go to a health practitioner and they're just kind of guessing at things, or they're using more of a symptomatic approach where they're covering up your symptoms, or they're even doing symptomatic supplementation, where if you test low for calcium in your blood, then they give you calcium, or they see that you have low copper and they give you copper. And the body is not that simple. It's much, much more complicated, as people can probably imagine. So there is a bit of a trial and error with this program as well. But most people, you know, 85-90% of people do really, really well and don't have to change out their supplements. And some people, if they're very, very ill, you know, they're typically going to be more reactive to supplements. I have some clients that can't even take any supplements, and they just have to do the detox protocols and the diet, and they start detoxing just from that. So everyone's a little different, so that has to be considered. Every person is considered on an individual basis.
Yes, and that's what's so interesting about bodies and what makes it so difficult.
Yeah. Oh, I had your hair test. I found your hair test.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about my hair test. I'm glad you found it because it really was interesting to me, and it was really, we'll do that. We're coming up on the break in about 5 seconds, so I don't want to start talking about anything else. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers. She's the founder of Live2110.com, and by the time I finish saying this, the music should come up, and we'll be on the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers, founder of Live2110.com. And we're talking about her very deep and detailed detox program. I like that. Deep and detailed detox program. That's exactly what it is. okay, so you found my hair analysis. So
yes.
Tell us something about what's going on with my body.
Well, most notably, your calcium is at 357, and the ideal level for that is 42. So I'll tell you what the problem is with that. This is a result of, you know, many years of adrenal fatigue. And what happens is when you have low sodium and potassium in your tissues, calcium from your bloodstream leaks almost and metastasizes into your muscles where it does not belong, into your tissues. And over time, this causes tight muscles, stiff joints, achy joints, things like that. Excuse me. And additionally, what happens is when you have a high amount of calcium in your tissues, it reduces cell permeability. Just imagine a round cell, and if there's too much calcium around it, calcium prevents nutrition and thyroid hormones from getting into your cells, and it prevents toxins from getting out. So your metabolism is just, you know, at a screeching halt. So you're not going to be able to lose weight. You're not going to have energy. You're not going to have clear brain functioning because you're not able to get adequate nutrition into your, and also glucose. This can be a precursor for diabetes and blood sugar control issues, insulin resistance, because that glucose additionally is not able as efficiently to get into your cells. And so it just causes all kinds of problems in the body. So one of the main focuses with clients that have high calcium is to get that calcium down. And you do that by taking essential fatty acids.
I'm writing this down.
Yes.
because all the things that you're saying are things that I struggle with to greater or lesser degree. And I have never, aside from hearing it from you, because you told me my analysis, I've never seen this kind of information anyplace else. I mean, if you were to, I think that most people, if they were to look at a test and it says, oh, there's a lot of calcium in your body, they would think, oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet it causes these other problems. This is the kind of example that essentially fatty acids.
Well, I think that we've been conditioned to think that calcium is this amazing thing we need for our bones. And I've even fallen victim to that. I used, you know, many, many years, I took Viactive chews because I was told that you need, you know, young women need 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And the problem is you actually need magnesium. Magnesium is the boss of calcium, and magnesium tells calcium where to go. There's not that many people that are severely calcium deficient. They need magnesium. And so this is kind of not generally well known. People know we need magnesium for 3,700 plus processes in the body, but one of them is for bone health. The problem with taking lots and lots of calcium is it tends to build up in people's tissues. You know, most people are slow metabolizers. 80% of the population has a slow metabolic rate. And these people accumulate calcium very, very efficiently. So you do not want to be choking down thousands of milligrams of calcium every day. You need more magnesium. But people that have a fast metabolism do need a lot more calcium. So everyone's a little bit different. And again, you know, everything is just recommendations are based on an individual basis.
Right. And this is why you need to do something like have this kind of test, because otherwise it's just a guessing game. But this will tell you what's going on. So tell us something that is good about that my hair test shows something good about my health.
Well, you know what's actually very good is you have a lot of heavy metals coming out. And you would think, well, maybe that's bad. That means I'm really toxic. But this is actually very, very good, because I get really worried when I have a client that doesn't have any heavy metals coming out on the hair test. And this means it's not good. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm toxin-free. Not going to happen. Everyone has heavy metals and chemicals in their body, toxins. What it actually means when someone has no heavy metals coming out on their hair test is that their body is too tired to detox. It just does not have the energy reserves. It's reserving energy for digestion and basic bodily processes and just doesn't have anything left over. Detoxification takes energy. It also takes certain nutrients, glutathione, SOD, other master antioxidants in the body to escort the metals out of the body, vitamin C, alpha lipoic acid, etc. But what's very, very good about your test is you do have a lot of metals coming out, probably because you take so much zeolite. I love the Pure Body zeolite myself.
I think it's because I'm taking zeolite.
yes. And I take the zeolite too. I love the Touchstone zeolite. And, you know, like I said, it's just very good. You have lots of metals coming out. And where you see a rat, there's usually 1,000 more where that came from. So, you know, you probably have a lot more toxins coming out. But join the club. Everyone has lots and lots of toxins in their body. Because even if you do consistent detox, or you've done a long detox program like Mineral Power, you still will accumulate them on a daily basis. It's just that you breathe them in the air. There's mercury in the air, unfortunately.
Right. Well, and I think it's really important to, let's just put exclamation marks and make that bold italics, what you just said, because I think that people don't really get this, that, you know, they walk around and the air looks clean, but what is going on? I mean, when you start looking at what's in something like car exhaust, and how much car exhaust we're exposed to on a daily basis, just driving around town or sitting in traffic, or, you know, it's just, where does that car exhaust go? It goes, you know, and it's full of heavy metals. It's just full of heavy metals.
Yeah.
And, and you know, it's just like you can't walk around. I mean, you would have to stay in some pristine little filtered room to not be exposed to these chemicals, and that's just impractical. And that's why we have to pay so much attention to supporting our detox processes in our bodies, because otherwise we just get overwhelmed. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you are not eating the healthiest diet, you're eating lots of sugar and lots of gluten and things that prevent your liver from functioning, you're drinking lots of alcohol or smoking cigarettes, whatever your drug of choice is, if you are doing that, your liver is too busy dealing with those toxins and it can't detox all these metals. Additionally, the liver doesn't recognize a lot of the chemicals that we have in our environment. It doesn't know how to process them. It's never seen them. Some of these chemicals have only shown up the last 100 years or even the last decade, and the liver doesn't know how to deal with them. So I think it's imperative people use an infrared sauna.
Infrared sauna. Okay, well, we'll talk about that when we come back, plus other aspects of your program, including the supplements that you give and diets and even the importance of sleep. I'll ask you about that, too. So, and we only have a very short period of time left now, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and my guest is Wendy Myers. She is at lift110.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers from lift110.com. Actually, she's the founder of lift110.com, and we're talking about her deep detox program. So, Wendy, before the break, you mentioned the sauna. So let's just kind of put this in context. So people get the hair mineral analysis, and then you make a program for them. So let's talk about the different elements of the program that they might be given.
Yes, well, one of the main features of the program is doing detox protocols like infrared saunas, near infrared saunas, and coffee enemas. And the near-infrared sauna is very, very different from what most people are familiar with when it comes to saunas. Most people typically think of the saunas at their gym, the dry sauna, Swedish or Finnish sauna. Then there are many people are familiar with a far-infrared sauna that has the black carbon panels inside of it. And those are good. They penetrate about, an inch or two in your body and very effective for detox. But even better, and much less expensive, very affordable so that most people can get one in their home, is a near-infrared sauna. And I have amazing near-infrared saunas in my store at store.lib210.com from Sauna Space. These are the best near-infrared saunas available. And the near-infrared saunas penetrate your body 9 inches. I was actually corrected by the maker. I thought that they penetrated about 3 to 4 inches. They actually penetrate 9 inches. Inside your body and really heat you up from the inside out so that your cells can release all their toxic contents. And it's so amazing at mobilizing and sweating out hundreds of chemicals and heavy metals, and it bypasses the liver. So even if you have a congested liver or a toxic liver like many people do today, a third of people have fatty liver disease in the U.S., you can bypass that mechanism and just sweat everything out. And by heating up your body, you also kill off parasites, fungus, candida, other yeast, viruses, bacteria. You can heal gut dysbiosis. It's unbelievable the benefits that people experience using an infrared sauna.
Okay, so infrared sauna. And then also talk about the diet.
Yes, well, I created a diet called the Modern Paleo Diet. It's not a strict paleo diet because I think the paleo diet, well, it's great that, cavemen ate that diet. Many people have, adapted to new foods in our environment. There's scientific evidence for lactase persistence where many people still have the enzyme into adulthood that can digest the dairy protein or dairy milk sugars, sorry. And many people can eat potatoes. They don't have a problem with that. Many people are fine with legumes. I'm not one of them, but many people do just fine with legumes. And many people,
I'm one of them. I love legumes.
Yeah.
I eat garbanzo beans every day for lunch.
Oh, yes. You have your hummus?
No, yes. I just have a little salad of them.
Oh, yeah. I like garbanzo beans, too. Those I can do. I think a lot of people, they can't maybe tolerate pinto beans, et cetera, but they can do green beans and garbanzo beans and peas. They're a little bit different, have a little bit different effect on your body. But, many people can tolerate grains. Some people can even tolerate gluten. if they have a very, you know, robust gut microbiome. But the modern paleo diet is a very detailed outline of a diet, and I've got lots of little handy cheat sheets that people can use that tell them, you know, all the foods that are on the modern paleo diet that they can eat. And when people eat this diet and remove gluten from their diets, I think most people don't tolerate gluten so well. And when they remove the foods to which they're sensitive, I always encourage people to do food elimination diets, or I also now offer a food sensitivity mediator release test that can identify 150 foods and food chemicals to which they're sensitive. When you do that and you remove these foods, it's amazing how many symptoms that just go away just from correcting the diet. And you just can't constantly put garbage in your body, gluten and food that you're sensitive to, and sugar, et cetera, and expect to feel good. So it's a big component of the program.
I totally agree. What about sleep?
Yeah, sleep's huge. A lot of people, shortcut on this one. But on the program, I really encourage people to sleep for 8 to 10 hours a night. And I know some of you out there are going, yeah, right, I can barely get 4 or 5 just because they keep waking up. This is a big problem for many women. They're, you know, approaching menopause. They have a lot of night waking and the hormone imbalances and things of that nature. But if you can sleep 8 to 10 hours, great. A big factor of that is going to bed at the correct time. You have to reset your circadian rhythms in order to get a good night's sleep. So you've got to have good sleep hygiene, and I give people lots and lots of tips on how to improve their sleep hygiene. And that corrects a lot of people's sleep issues. But if people are having trouble, and because it does take, you know, quite some time to correct body chemistry, I give people lots of supplements that they can take, like ashwagandha or GABA, magnesium really, really helps for a lot of people. And I give other supplement recommendations to help them get to sleep until they can correct their underlying issues that are promoting insomnia and night waking.
Yeah, that used to be a big problem for me earlier in my life. I just, night after night, I wouldn't sleep until I changed the sheets on my bed to cotton sheets instead of permanent press sheets. And actually, formaldehyde on the sheets keeps people awake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I always tell people to do. And then there's other things to do. But that's like a basic thing that will affect a lot of people. All those people who are taking sleeping pills. And then, so I left the supplements till last because I want you to talk about the difference between your supplements and, say, the supplements that people would buy in a natural food store or a drug store or a place that was just found to be selling supplements that have no supplements in them.
Well, you know, I'm a supplement freak. I've been studying supplements for a long time. I take a lot of supplements. I love them. And I'm a real stickler for supplement quality. And, you know, I primarily use food-based supplements on my program because I think they just have better synergy in the body and the body responds to them better. But there are some people that are so ill or have gut issues or so many food sensitivities, they can't tolerate them. So in those cases, I do offer very high-quality synthetic supplements, and many, many people, most nutrients and supplements that you see out on the market are synthetics, and there's good synthetics and bad synthetics.
What would be a good synthetic? How would you tell the difference? How do you define that, good and bad synthetics?
Well, I have an article on my website called 90% of Vitamins Are Synthetic, and I'll go into, there's a whole a list of the different vitamins and the forms you want, the forms you don't want. And that can be very, very helpful. But it takes a long time. It took me a long time to learn this stuff. So it's one of those things where you could go, you just have to do your homework. Let's take an example, folic acid. Most people cannot convert folic acid to folate in their bodies, especially if they have MTHFR genetic mutations or other just issues with their body just not working properly. And you want to take folate. But for for supplementation purposes, you want to see that word folate, or you want to see methylfolate. That's a methylated form of folate. And that's just one example. There are also with B12, most supplements have cyanocobalamin. That's the cobalt connected to cyanide. I probably don't want to take that. Then your body has to convert that to methylcobalamin. That's the preferred form. So there's many, many, many examples like that. And most of the supplements that you see in the grocery store or Sam's Club, many of them have a China-sourced GMO ingredient, which you don't want. It will not be on the label. And you many times will have cheap binders. So if they're in a pill, usually very, very cheap binders, and there's a really funny excerpt I have in one of my articles that talks about how the guys that run the porta-potty businesses, that in the bottom of the porta-potties when they're cleaning them out, there's hundreds of pills of supplements.
Because I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, because the pill is just passed right through them without being absorbed because there's these cheap binders in them. So you want to take supplements that are in capsules or just pressed pills. Sometimes you'll see chlorella or other supplements that are just in a pressed pill. So there's lots and lots of details to think about. But on Mineral Power, I only use the very highest quality supplements, primarily food-based, that you can find. And I'm always looking for the better and better and better supplements.
Yeah, I'm always looking for them, too. Well, we've only got less than a minute left, so I wanted to say thank you so much for being here and telling us about your program. And is there anything very short you want to say?
Yeah, well, you know, my motto on livetoo110.com is to assess out and start working on your health before you develop health issues. You have got to add detox protocols like infrared saunas to your health regimen, or eventually it's, you know, you're going to pay the price. The consequences are going to catch up with you by not eliminating metals and chemicals from your body.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You can go to Toxic Free Talk Radio and find out more about the show and others by going to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.